Thursday was historic. A historic moment for the United States as a Manhattan grand jury declared the indictment of former President Donald Trump. And while the indictment of a former president is new to America, other democracies have recently brought criminal charges against their leaders. For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Matthew Dalek, professor of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University and author of a new book, Birchers, How the John Birch Society Radicalized the American Right. Professor, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
What can the U.S. learn from other democracies that have prosecuted their leaders around the world?
Well, I think the first thing is that it's actually not that unprecedented. There's a pattern in a history because most of the world's major democracies have prosecuted their former leaders in one time or another. And that includes key allies like South Korea, Italy, France, Brazil. It's actually Israel, of course. It's a pretty long list. And, mature democracies can handle these things. They can demonstrate that the rule of law prevails, that there's an independent judiciary, an independent legal system, that no person is above the law. And that countries, democracies can get through these trials as difficult as they are.
And in some cases, it is not an impediment to a bright future, right? There have been a couple of leaders who have, they have stood trial, they've been convicted, they served time, they came out, and they ran for office again and won.
Well, Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel faced multiple charges related to corruption. And of course, he is currently the prime minister of Israel, despite having faced those charges. Lula in Brazil, who clearly currently is leading Brazil, was also, I believe, convicted of a charge, although I think the conviction was actually overturned at one point. And so, but yes, it's not as if. And most of these leaders in other countries who have been prosecuted and convicted, most of them don't end up serving jail time. Sometimes they are either pardoned or they get a sort of get out of jail free card, even though they have a taint of having been convicted of criminal charges. But it's not an impediment. It is an impediment, but it's not a game changer per se.
You mentioned Benjamin Netanyahu, who was indicted and now wants to take control of the Justice Department. I want to know if that's a bellwether warning for the United States, considering this hush money case was once killed by Trump's Justice Department, leading to prosecutors quitting in protest.
Well, it's hard to compare Israel to the United States exactly. I mean, the circumstances are different and the judicial systems are different. But in broad strokes, yes, Israel is a strong democracy in many ways and has a very independent judiciary. And Netanyahu has a conflict of interest because that same judicial system has prosecuted him and he is trying to weaken it. So, Trump has not made any secret about his intention. If he gets back into power, he is going to attempt to both not only weaken the bend the judicial system to his will to protect himself, but he's also said he's going to carry out retribution. And he said that explicitly time and time again. So I do think that you're right. It's a warning sign to the United States, although we're a long ways away, of course, from Trump becoming president again.
Very good point. Matthew, thank you so much for your time. Matthew Dalek, professor of the Graduate School of Political Management at George Washington University.